Recorded Books and RB Digital present Traitor to the Throne by Alwyn Hamilton. Narrated by Sonila Nankani.
Chapter 1. The Foreign Prince. Once, in the desert kingdom of Miraji, there was a young prince who wanted his father's throne. He had no claim to it, but the belief that his father was a weak ruler and that he would be stronger. And so he took the throne by force. In a single night of bloodshed, the sultan and the prince's brothers fell to the young prince's sword and the foreign army he led. When dawn came, he was no longer a prince. He was the sultan. The young sultan was known to take wives into his harem the same way he had his country, by force. In the first year of his rule, two such wives gave birth to sons under the same stars. One wife was a girl born in the sands. Her son belonged to the desert. The other wife was a girl born across the water, in a kingdom called Sicha, and raised on the deck of a ship. Her son did not belong. But the sons grew as brothers nonetheless, their mothers shielding them from the things the palace walls could not. And for a time, in the sultan's harem, things were well. Until the first wife gave birth again, but this time to a child that was not her husband's, a genie's daughter, with unnatural hair and unnatural fire in her blood. For her crime in betraying him, the sultan turned his anger on his wife. She died under the force of his blows. Such was his rage.